வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 8th of August, 1973, in London, England.
ஜய ராதா மாதவ புண்ய விஹாரி. ராதா மாதவ புண்ய விஹாரி. கோபிஜன வல்லப கிரிவரதாரி. கோபிஜன வல்லப கிரிவரதாரி. ஜய ராதா மாதவ ஜய ராதா மாதவ புண்ய விஹாரி. கோபிஜன வல்லப கிரிவர தாரி. நன்ன பிரஜ ஜனரஞ்சன ஜமுன தீரவன தாரி. ஜமுன தீரவன தாரி.
ஜன்னல 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 ஜன்னல
कर सदस्यमान भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुवाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। रामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्तविंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। समवेत भक्तविंद की जय। All glories to the Asmal Lord. All glories to the Asmal Lord. All glories to the Asmal Lord. Thank you very much.
Na hi prapasyami mamapanudyat.
Na hi prapasyami mamapanudyat.
Yachchokamuchchosanamindriyanam.
Yachchokamuchchosanamindriyanam.
Avapyabhumma vasapatnamriddham.
Avapyabhumma vasapatnamriddham.
Rajyam suranam apichachipatyam.
Rajyam suranam apichachipatyam.
Translation. I can find no means to drive away this grief, which is drying up my senses. I will not be able to destroy it, even if I win an unrivaled kingdom on the earth, with sovereignty like the demigods in heaven.
Nahi prapasyami mamapanudya. This is the position of material existence. We are sometimes in difficulty, not sometimes, always. We are in difficulty, but we call it sometimes because to get over the difficulty, we make some attempt, and that attempt making is taken as happiness. Actually, there is no happiness. But sometimes, with the hope that by this attempt, I shall become happy in future, as the so-called scientists are dreaming, in future we shall become without death. So many they are dreaming. But those who are sane persons, they say, trust no future, however pleasant. So, that is the actual position. Nahi prapasyami mamapanudya. Therefore he has approached Krishna. Shishyasneham. Now I become your shishya. Why you have come to me? Because I know nobody else can save me from this dangerous position. This is real sense. Yachchokam uchchosanam indriyana. Uchchosanam. When we are put into great difficulties, it dries up the existence of the senses. No sense enjoyment also can make us happy. Uchchosanam indriyana. Here, happiness means sense gratification. Actually, this is not happiness. Real happiness is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Atindriyam sukham atantikam jat tat atindriyam. Real happiness, atantikam, supreme happiness, is not enjoyed by the senses. Atindriyam, surpassing, transcendental to the senses. That is real happiness. But we have taken happiness as sense enjoyment. So by sense enjoyment, nobody can become happy. Because we are in the material existence and our senses are false senses. Real sense is spiritual sense. So we have to awaken our spiritual consciousness. Then by spiritual senses, we can enjoy. Sukham aptantikam jo otindriya. Surpassing these senses. Surpassing these senses means, these senses means common, just like I am, this body. Actually I am not this body. I am spirit soul. But this is the covering of my real body, spiritual body. Similarly, spiritual body has spiritual senses, not that nirakar. Why nirakar? It is a common sense affair. It's like if you have got one or two hands, you have got two hands, therefore when the hand is covered by some cloth, the cloth also gets a hand. Because I have got hand, therefore my dress has got a hand. Because I have got my legs, therefore my covering dress has got legs, pant. This is common sense. Where from this body came? This body is described bhashamsi, garments. So garment means it is cut according to the body. That is garment. Not that my body is made according to the garment. It is common sense. So, when I have got hands of my heart, this is my subtle body or gross body. Therefore, originally, spiritually, I have got my hands and legs. Otherwise, how it comes, how it develops. So, originally, we are all person, no imperson. Krishna also says, he'll say, that these soldiers, these kings, you and me, my dear Arjuna, it is not that we did not exist in the past, neither it is that in future we shall cease to exist. So this particular instruction of Krishna, that I, you and all these kings and soldiers who have assembled here, they existed as we are existing now, individual person. Similarly, they existed, individual person. And in future also, we shall exist as individual person. So where is the question of impersonal? This nonsense impersonalist, voidist. Therefore, the principle is to understand things in reality. One has to approach Krishna as Arjuna has approached. Shishya Steyam. Now I am your disciple. Just teach me, Sadhima, Prapannam. I am surrendering. I am not trying to talk with you on equal level. To accept Guru means whatever Guru says, you have to accept. Otherwise, don't make Guru. Don't make a fashion. You must be ready. That is called prapanna. Tadviddhi pranipatena. You can understand simply by surrendering. Not to test Guru. I shall test him. How much he knows. Then what is the use of making Guru? No. Therefore, Arjuna says that besides you, there is nobody else who can actually satisfy me in this perplexed condition. Jachukamuchosanamindriyana. Mind, senses are being dried up. Because the superficial senses, that are not actually senses, real sense is within. Rishikina Rishikesha Srivanam. We have to serve Krishna, Rishikesha. Krishna is real. And we have to come to that position of reality. Then we can serve Krishna. Rishikena, tatparatena, nirmala, when our senses are purified. Indriyani pararahu, indriyabha parammana, manasastu parobuddhi. These are different stages. This bodily concept of nine main senses. But when you transcend these senses, you come to the mental platform. When you transcend the mental platform, you come to the intellectual platform. When you come to the intellectual platform, when you transcend, then you come to the spiritual platform. That is spiritual form. There are different grades and steps in the gross bodily platform. We demand pratyakha jnanam. Pratyakha means direct perception. There are different stages of knowledge. Pratyakha, aparakha, pratyakha, parakya, aparakya, adhokhaja, aprakita. These are different stages of knowledge. So, knowledge acquired in the bodily platform, direct perception, is not real knowledge. Therefore we can challenge these science, so-called scientists. The basic principle of knowledge is on the bodily concept of life, pratyaksha, experimental knowledge. Experimental knowledge means this gross sense perception. That is experiment, pratyaksha. Everyone says, we do not see God. God is not such a subject matter that you can see with this pratyaksha, direct perception. God's another name is anubhava. Anubhava. Just like in this room, we do not see the sun directly, but we know that there is sun. It is daytime. How do you know it? You do not see. But there are other processes by which you can experience. That is called aparaksha. Pratyaksha, paraksha, aparaksha. In this way, Krishna consciousness means adhokhaja and aprakita, beyond the senses. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said adhokhaja, where direct perception cannot reach. So where direct perception cannot reach, then how you can perceive, anubhava? That is surutopantha. That is Shruti. You have to take knowledge from the Vedas. And the Vedic knowledge is explained by Guru. Therefore, one has to take shelter of Krishna as the Supreme Guru or his representative. Then all these troubles, means ignorance, can be dissipated. Tachoka uccha sanamindriyana. So now, Krishna says, that's all right, you are for temporarily gone fighting, and when you get the kingdom, you'll be happy. There's no need of making a guru, neither it is just like ordinary men, they think so, that we are earning so much money, what is the use of making a guru? I can understand everything in my own way. And another rascal is, yes, yatama tatama, whatever their opinion, that's all right. You can make your own opinion, that is going on. You can make your own opinion to understand God. All foolish rascals, they are making their own opinion. No, that is not possible. Therefore, Arjun says, abhapa bhuvo asapatna ridhyam. This is a very significant word, sapatni. Sapatni means rival wife, co-wife. If a man has got two, three wives, why two, three? Our Lord had 16,100. So this is God. So sapatna, but there is no competition. He'll find in the statements of all the queens in Krishna book, when they're talking with Draupadi, every wife was giving description, yeah, how much she was anxious to become maidservant of Krishna. Nobody is rival in the material world. If a man has got more than one wife, there is rival. This example is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that just like we have got our senses, similarly, if somebody has got a different wife, so one wife is snatching him, that you come to my room. Another wife is snatching, you come to my room, because he is perplexed. Similarly, we have got the wife, the senses. The eyes are dragging, please come to the cinema. The tongue is dragging, please come to the restaurant. The hand is driving somewhere else, the leg is driving somewhere. Our position is like that, the same man who has got different wives and dragging him different rooms. This is our position. So, why this position? Because these wives are rivals. Here, asapatna. If there are many kings to claim one property, there is difficulty. And what Arjuna says, avapabhumau asapatna ridhyam. getting riches for which there is no other claimant. I am the only proprietor. Even if I get such riches, rajyam, such kingdom, suranam apichadipattam, not only kingdom of this world, but also kingdom of higher planetary system. These men are trying to go to the moon planet, but that is also another kingdom. So that kingdom belongs to the higher living entities, those who are known as demigods, they are very powerful. Just like Indra. Indra is very powerful, controller of the rains. He has got the thunderbolt. But people do not believe this. But we believe. What is described in the Vedic literature, not believe, you have to believe. This is fact. Where from this thunderbolt is coming? Who is arranging for the rain? There must be some director. As in government state, there are so many departmental management. Similarly, in God's government, there must be so many directors, so many officers. They are called demigods. Devarshi bhuta to ninam kitrina. Devata, the demigods, they are also supplying us by the order of Krishna. Just like Indra. Indra is supplying us. That means Indra Yoga. There is sacrifice for satisfying the different demigods. Krishna stopped this Indra Yoga, you know, Govardha. When Nanda Maharaj was arranging for Indra Yoga, Krishna said, my dear father, there is no need of Indra Yoga. That means anyone who is Krishna conscious, for him there is no need of any yoga. Especially in this age, Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to perform different types of yoga. That was possible in the Treta Yuga. Kiti jadhyayato Vishnu tritayang jajato makhai. Makhai means yoga, performing yoga. Jagnyarthe karmanatru lokayam karmabandhana. So these formulas, these directions, nobody is following. It is not possible in this age. Therefore, the Shastra injunction is, Jaggai Sankirtanai Prayai Jajanti Hi Sumedhasa. Those who have got good brains have stand. So, instead of bothering with so many things, one performs Sankirtan Jagga. These are the statements in the Shastra. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam Sangapanga Astaparsadam. Jaggai Sankirtanai Prayai Jajanti Hi Sumedhasa. So here, in this room especially, Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam, here is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Krishna himself, but his complexion is akrishna, not blackish. Krishna Varnam Tisha, Tisha means by complexion, akrishna, yellowish. Sangapanga Astaparsadam. And he is accompanied by his associates, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktada. This is the worshipable deity in this age, Krishna Varnam Tisha. So what is the process of worship? Jaggai Sankirtanai Prayai Jajanti Hi Sumedhasa. This Sankirtan Jagga as we are performing before Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda and others. This is the perfect performance of yoga in this age. Otherwise, no other. Therefore, it is becoming successful. This is the only prescribed yoga. Other yogas, Rajasriya yoga, this yoga, there are so many yogas. And sometimes India, they perform the so-called yogas, they collect some money, that's all. It cannot be successful because there is no Jagik Brahman. The Jagik Brahman is not in existence at the present moment. The Jagik Brahman used to test how correctly they are pronouncing Vedic mantra. The test was that one animal should be put into the fire and he would again come with fresh young body. Then it is tasted that the yajna is being performed nicely. The brahmana, the jagrik brahmana, they are pronouncing the Veda mantra correctly. This is the test. But where is that brahman in this age? Therefore, no yajna is recommended. Kalau pancha vibharja, asamidam kabalambham, sannyasam palapaitrikam, devarena sutatpatti, kalau pancha vibharja. So there is no yajna in this age. There is no jagging brahman. This is the only yajna. Chant Hare Krishna mantra and dance in ecstasy. This is the only yajna. So, rajyam suranam api chadhipattam. Formerly, there were many demons who conquered over the kingdom of the demigod. Rajyam suranam api chadhipattam. Just like Hiranyakashipu. He spread his authority even over the kingdom of Indra. Indrari Bhakulam Loki. Minayanti Jugi Jugi. Indrari. Indrari means the enemy of Indra. Indra is the king of the heavenly planet. And enemy means the demons, the demigods, and their enemy, demons. Just like we have got many enemies. Because we are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, there are so many critics and so many enemies also. They do not like. So this is always. Now the number has increased. Formerly there are some, now there are many. So therefore, Indrari Vyakulam Lokam. When these demons, the population, demonic population increase, then Vyakulam Lokam. People become perplexed. Indrari Vyakulam Lokam. Mrayanti Juge Juge. So at that time Krishna comes. Iti Chamsukalapumsa Krishna Stu Bhagavan Sayam. There are list of names of the incarnation of Krishna and God. But after mentioning all the names, the Bhagavad indicates that all the names listed herewith, they are partial representations of Krishna. But the name Krishna is there, his real original personality. Krishna Stu Bhagavan Sam. And he comes Indrari Vyakulam Loki. When people are too much embarrassed by the onslaught of the demons, he comes. And he also confirms. This is Shastra. One Shastra says he comes in this condition. And Krishna says, yes, yada yada hi dharma sarvrani bhavati bharata. Tadātmānam sijāmmahaṁ. At that time I come. So in this Kali Yuga, people are so much disturbed. Therefore, Krishna has come in the form of his name, Hare Krishna. Krishna has come, not personally, but by his name. But because Krishna is absolute, there is no difference between his name and himself. Avinnatyat nama namina, nama chintamani krishna chaitanya rasa vigraha, purna suddha nitta mukta. Name is full, as Krishna is full, complete. Similarly, Krishna's name is also full, complete. Suddha, it is not material things. Purna, suddha, nitta, eternal. As Krishna is eternal, the name is also eternal. Purna Suddha Nitta Mukta. There is no material conception in chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Avinnatyadnamanamina. Nama, the holy name, and the Lord, they are avinna, identical. So, we cannot be happy. Rajyam suranam apichadipatta. Even if we get the kingdom of the demigods, asapatma without any rival, still we cannot be happy so long we have got material conception of life. It is not possible. That is explained in this verse. Thank you very much. That's all.